KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's partly cloudy and 12 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Topping Western Iowa news, officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department said late Sunday night that two juveniles were charged with Class D felony threat of terrorism following an investigation into a reported threat to commit a mass shooting at the Lewis Central High School. The investigation determined that several juveniles who attend Lewis Central had discussed how a mass shooting incident could occur at the school. All students were located and interviewed by law enforcement, and the parties involved were not identified due to their ages. County Attorney Matt Wilbur was consulted with the results of the investigation, and as a result of the arrest, both juveniles were transported to and held at the Southwest Iowa Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. Authorities say the Council Bluffs Police Department has been working closely with the Lewis Central School Administration to resolve any threats as quickly as possible. The Council Bluffs Police Department believes that the threats were not credible, as the juveniles did not have a means to carry out those threats. Lewis Central High School will be safe for students to attend, authorities said, and they said also that officers will be present to ensure the safety of students. Police say that they want to thank the public for their timely reporting of the incident. The investigation is closed and no further information will be released. Well, the CAMS School District's Board of Education will hold their regular monthly meeting this evening at 6:30 in Anita at the CAM High School Superintendent's Office. Among the discussion and or action items on their agenda is a CAM Education Association presentation of their opening proposal for negotiations, an Iowa Connections Academy contract, discussion with regard to the fiscal year 2020-2021 school calendar and budget, also the early retirement policy, and consider a bid process for the 2020 summer mowing. The CAM School Board will also discuss the facility upgrade process and disposal of old football uniforms. And after they adjourn their regular meeting, they'll move into a closed session for strategy negotiations. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will conduct a public hearing at 9:05 a.m. Tuesday with regard to a proposed Cold Springs Park paving project. The hearing is part of their regularly scheduled weekly meeting that begins at 9 a.m. Afterward, the board Tuesday will act on approving the plans, specification, cost estimations, and form of contract for the project. Supervisors will also discuss and act on approval of a 2020 wellness plan, expense and transfer appropriation changes, the acceptance of bids and contract for stock pipe and project pipe. They'll then act to set the dates for public hearings on a recompilation of the Cass County Code of Ordinances, as required at least every 5 years under the Code of Iowa. The recompilation includes the readoption of ordinances already in effect and the repeal of any ordinance or ordinances that are deemed no longer necessary. And during a work session that will follow the regular meeting on Tuesday, the board will take into consideration budget requests as well as review the fiscal year 2020 budget and 2021 budget items, including library and ambulance service contracts, funding requests, along with individual departmental budgets. The annual meeting of the Cass County Tourism Committee is set to take place Tuesday evening at 5:30 in Atlantic. The event, to be held at the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce's meeting room at the restored Rock Island Depot, is open to anyone with an interest in tourism in Cass County. Cass County Tourism Council's purpose is to promote area attractions and to continually develop and market the culture, history, and economic well-being of the county. The 2018 Economic Impact Assessment of Travel in Iowa reports that domestic travelers generated a total of $517,500,000 in tax receipts across the state. Cass County's piece of the pie came to $1.9 million in state tax receipts and $210,000 in local tax receipts. Domestic travel directly supports the payroll, the food service, entertainment, recreation, and lodging sectors. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, a single vehicle rollover accident Saturday night just west of Clearfield in Taylor County resulted in injuries to five people. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2007 Ford F-250 pickup driven by 44-year-old Clayton Nelson of Lenox was traveling west on 170th Street, about a quarter mile west of Yellowstone Avenue, when the pickup sustained some sort of mechanical failure. The vehicle went out of control and entered the north ditch, where it rolled over and came to rest on its top. That accident happened around 9:06 p.m. Saturday. None of the five occupants in the vehicle were wearing their seatbelts. Two were ejected. One was pinned under the vehicle. Clayton Nelson and 21-year-old Briley John Van Gelder, who's also from Lenox, were transported by Ringgold EMS to the Ringgold County Hospital in Mount Air. 33-year-old Angela Mae Jenkins of Lenox was transported by LifeNet helicopter to Mercy in Des Moines. 21-year-old Zachary Markson of Corning was flown by Life Flight to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. And 19-year-old Cedric Nelson of Lenox was transported by Creston EMS to the Union County Hospital in Creston. Authorities say in addition to the aforementioned agencies, the State Patrol was assisted at the scene by Lenox Fire and EMS and Bedford EMS. In the funeral announcements, Lucille Raniger, age 97, of Manning, died January 31st. Funeral services for Lucille Raniger will be today at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Thelma Moorhead, age 98, of Casey, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Services for Thelma Moorhead will be today at 11 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Ronald Boos, age 71, of Messina, died Friday at the Allen House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Ronald Boos will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Rosalie Bradshaw, age 100, of Panora, died Friday at Panora Specialty Care. Funeral services for Rosalie Bradshaw will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Beverly Cavanis, age 85, of Greenfield, died Thursday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Beverly Cavanis will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Val Southman, age 63, of Lewis, died February 8th at his home. A celebration of life service for Val Southman will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Atlantic Evangelical Free Church. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Byron Moore, age 69, who is formerly of the Cumberland area, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Byron Moore will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Paula Ratzliff, age 60, of Exira, died February 3rd. A celebration of life memorial gathering for Paula Ratzliff will be this Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Exira Event Center. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Durwood Purdy, age 94, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral and Masonic services for Durwood Purdy will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home has the arrangements. Walter McCurdy, age 87, of Messina, died Sunday at Creston Specialty Care. Funeral services for Walter McCurdy are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Joe B. Muherder, age 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Allen Place. Services for Joe Muherder are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.